When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can seem intense. Like breakup R&B intense.
I thought you said you loved the sweater that I got you. If you didn't, you could have told me.
Geico makes it easy. Just go to Geico.com anytime to update or check your policy without all the extra drama.
I even had a gift receipt.
Well, we also want to tell you that this show contains strong language, maybe unsuitable for children, unusual humor, which may be unsuitable for adults, and advanced mathematics, which may be unsuitable for liberal arts majors.
Did we say mathematics majors? Sorry, we meant lawyers, caseworkers, nannies, Wall Street execs, or looking at you, Autism Speaks, even though you changed your motto. Fact doctors, people opposed to free speech, and current dictators.
The dictators on this list include Mao Zedong, Donald Trump, Kim Jong-un, Hun Sen, Paul Gamey, anybody who is involved in the Northeast U.S. election. That includes Donald Trump. Also, did we ever mention, or hasten to mention, that we are also against neurotypicals, which is defined as one or more groups who have considered to be normal. If you're listening to this podcast, you are normal. Please go to your doctor and get your head checked. In the meantime, enjoy AMC Preston Kernan.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Pink Hood, along with Black Hood and Johnny. Red Hood seems to be having maybe caught up in traffic or something.
Right. I'm right here. So, oh, God. Ow.
I know you.
Right. I'm here. Sorry, what did I miss?
I know you threw a black eye.
How have you been, Pinky?
Nothing. I'm good. I guess we could start on the first topic since Red Hood is
right.
A bit behind. Maybe
on with the show.
A bit.
Just a tad behind?
Yes. So.
Right, so the Bustle article.
I guess. Yes. About all 90s stuff. All the nine things that relate to the Halloween and being weird,
which, by the way, is also a very good thing.
All of us here have it. Yes, yeah. Being weird and being odd and strange, that's great. You can't really...
All right, where's Red Hood? Ready, where are you?
He's still having issues, apparently. He must be having really bad issues. I guess computer problems,
in
the 90s did have. Yes.
I think he needs to get off the phone.
Did you guys have experienced any of the things? Did you guys have experienced anything on this list? Because I know I experienced quite a bit of these things.
Same here, actually. But, like, it's interesting, though, too, because, like you get used to it after a while. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like, it's kind of a point where it's like, okay, so we actually had to sing and do a dance and gain candy. That's kind of hard to believe.
I've never had to do that.
People don't. I had to. That was one thing.
Sucks for you.
That I had. Yeah. Did you? I have never experienced. There's things I have experienced, and things I haven't on here, on this list.
People giving up money. What? What am I gonna do with that? What am I gonna do with a roll of pennies?
Right.
Hey, you know what I found, really bizarre, though? It was, like how weird people were during Halloween and how crazy people were about it. I'm like, really, guys? Really? You know?
What about how little girls dressed up like Britney Spears? And I hate to say it, but...
You were one
something
of them.
I was one of them, and now I look back and go, I could have done something better, but to my account, I did dress up as a pink lady when trying to portray that, and I worked out better than what I was actually supposed to be, so I guess to my credit, it all works out.
Yep.
So... Can't really complain about that when Pink Lady is 50s grease worked out better in my favor than anything else. So
yeah, pretty much.
And I wonder where Red Hood
is. Red Hood, where the bloody hell are you?
Is he stuck in traffic?
Most likely he is.
Yes, especially since he's an MI5 agent who likes to steal violence.
Nobody's supposed to know that. Hush.
What else is...
Well, you blown his cover.
Right.
Way to go, Pink Hood. Way to go.
But what else are we supposed to do when we're... when there's only limited time to do things as well.
Yeah, at least, Halloween was bigger
than either,
Halloween.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it's like...
Yes.
What? Why is there Christmas decorations up already?
Now it's like... I hate the fact that now Christmas... that people are already finished up Christmas shopping.
Yeah, I know. It makes me just like...
August?
It makes me want to slap them.
It's not just that. There's actually Christmas items in the stores now.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Like, okay, why am I looking at this in October in a certain houseware store?
Yeah, right? It's like, why? No. It's just stupid.
It is.
I agree. It's like, okay, so Christmas and it's not even Halloween. So, you're expecting everyone to shop now for things? That doesn't happen. It really doesn't happen. It's the equivalent of going, please shop, please spend. We like your money. Please, we like your money. Go ahead, go shop. Go shop now. Sure, that goes well. It's like, so what more?
Oh, this just in. Colin Powell is voting for Pink Hood. I hate to interrupt you. But Colin Powell announces he's voting for Clinton.
Oh, great. That's great news.
Yeah.
It's about time. It really is. Especially when this election has made a lot of people question what's actually going on.
Yep. I mean, to be honest, though, I vote for Trump
either,
only
it could only
if
mean
for the Democratic run. That's the only time I would have ever voted for Trump. If he voted Democrat, I would have no problem with him. You know? The problem is, though, Allison, go ahead.
It's okay. He's definitely not exactly the most, what's the word I'm looking for? Stable person?
The most, I agree. But, I mean, he's entertaining to listen to, at least. You know?
Yeah, he is. It's like, so, it's the craziness of... of him. It's like, it would be different if he was more stable. Oh, I'm right here.
Yep.
So we can finally
get
on our topic.
Where the hell were you, Mr. MI5?
Sorry, sorry, Mr. SAS. Listen, stupid fucking computer issues. You know how Q is. What were you talking about? Who's interesting? Who? It better not be my bomb expert. Who's interesting? Who?
The fact, of course, that Colin Powell is running for office is actually voting. Actually, no. I meant to say Colin Powell is voting for Clinton.
You said he was just running for office.
I meant to say he's voting for Clinton.
Clinton, what? What on earth would you that he wouldn't vote for
actually,
Clinton?
He would.
He is.
Of
course.
Why don't we get started on our first topic?
Yes.
Which
let's get started
we
on the show.
Mention of.
Yes.
Let's
yes. Get,
yes.
Let's get started on the business of the show. Yes, and we have a birthday to celebrate and a new season to celebrate, which is we have hit our 606th episode. That's right.
Yeah.
It's our 600th episode and the not-so-cool
yes.
Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yep.
Really, we've got a fantastic episode. Yeah, it's sixth season, which means episode one of six, one of the 600 and season
yes.
eight. So, now, down to business.
Yes.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm in an icy mood today. That's
yes.
why you hear the ice.
Oh, it's pretty.
So we begin tonight with Fear of Clowns. Now.
Yes.
Fear of clowns and everything that goes with them.
Oh, dear.
At your local circus, at your local library, at your local bar, and
yeah.
even the 90s when we were growing up, when we just didn't notice them as walking doors.
Yeah.
Really, Blackwood, what do you think about this? What,
I think all clowns should burn, to be honest with you, because I hate clowns.
Wait, aren't we forgetting one topic that we about the 90s and being weird? I thought we were
what
still
are you
on that.
What getting into? Yeah,
into
but in the 90s, in the 90s, the 90s traditions were
there's
harmless.
Yes. Now, of course, we have clowns running around
right.
with AK-47s.
Yeah.
I mean, when AK-47s
yes.
and non-hocus pocus things
and later.
No, I know, but I'm just setting the scene, people.
Okay.
Like, the thing is that, really,
okay.
I could bust up a clown in a bar, because I have an MI5, and I work for MI5, so I have gadget. But, at the same time, you know, when I was a kid, it was harmless. You can go as a clown and not be shot by anybody else. You can go as a witch and not be shot by anybody else. Today, you can go behind the tree and be shot by somebody else.
Exactly. It's horrible.
It doesn't
right.
work anymore. Like the notion of
clowns being a good costume for kids has now gone out that window very fast.
I mean, you can't really, you know, if you're a technology geek, the closest you can come up with a fuck is a damn iPhone. You know. Closest you can't. You can't even dress up as the antenna anymore. God forbid if you
right?
dress up
exactly.
as the
remote. Right, exactly. That's exactly what a bloody what it is.
Yeah, God forbid if you just dress up as the road.
No,
yeah.
you know what else is bad too, though? Red Hood,
right.
it's bad, of course, you can't. All right. You can't even dress up as bloody Fidel Castro anymore without getting flack for it.
Yeah, or the best one, the best ones, right, in the 90s, right? You can take taking candy from strangers
was allowed,
right? Was
yeah.
allowed, right? So we took
right.
plenty of candy from strangers, right? But then,
yeah.
then it progressed
yeah.
to taking money from strangers, right?
Right.
Right.
Oh, good.
So, yeah. Then,
like, what am I going to do with roll of pennies? Buy a stick of gum?
No.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right.
Ugh. It's crazy.
You know, yeah, but then
smash
you have to make sure that the stick of gum actually... You make sure that you have enough money to purchase that stick of gum, too.
Right.
So,
you didn't, but in the 90s, you didn't have things like Jack's or the 99-cent store. Or we did, but we just didn't know about them. Right?
Oh, we had a 99-cent store.
But you know, having to perform to receive your treat. Now it's having to be whacked so you can't receive your treat and get a blow to the head. You know,
right.
In the olden days, you could pull out
like
somebody's
it.
Underwear
like
and it was
harmless. But no, that would be not exactly the. That would lead to problems.
No. It would be, you know, now in the 2000s, in naughty aughts, right? In the past 2000s, really, it is not uncomfortable to hear. Trick or treat, smell my feet, give me something to eat. If you don't, I don't care. I will pull down your underwear. Right.
Right.
Where did we even get that from?
Oh, no.
No.
Yes. Mate.
What?
Incredibles 2 and Toy Story 4.
Yeah, I'm not surprised now.
What?
I ain't surprised.
Yeah.
Reboot.
Right. So, but then,
great show. Great old TV show, by the way.
What?
Reboot?
Reboot is a good TV show, but it's also a good Halloween costume. I mean, the thing is.
Have you tried forcing an unexpected reboot?
Yes, we have.
Yes.
But
yes, quite right.
Yes, but the funnier thing, I guess. Pink Hood. Wouldn't you agree that the pretended those neighbors that who pretended they were at home.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Would they
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, wouldn't the thing is, I mean the classic one is staying home and not going through, I think the classic, really, is those neighbors who pretend that they're home, so they have, like, really, really loud
mm-hmm.
music, and it's usually Tchaikovsky, or it's usually Beethoven,
mm-hmm.
or it's...
Yeah, those are
usually...
the people that annoy me the most.
No. And then they go, trick or treat! Every 45 seconds, trick or treat.
All right, that's it. Red Hood, get the breach charge.
And...
I don't know. Going back to the one to the neighbors who pretended that they weren't home.
That's it, Red Hood. Get the hammer.
We are breaching the door.
Get the fire hose.
Right. Right.
The fire hose, right. Ready! On my aim! One!
Fire in the hole!
Fire in the hole!
You know, that kind of thing. But the best one is you can expect it, so they go, trick or wait! You know. Do anything yet?
No!
Right. But then, the best one, No, but the best one of all in the 90s was a number of people who dressed up like a slut and went, oops, I did it again. And you knew that probably their mother said, okay, just for one night, and then didn't know that it was going to be their entire teenage years.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know.
Yeah.
Number of times Jamie Lee Curtis escaped Mike Myers. Yeah, that is true.
Yeah.
Or,
or the Hulk wouldn't fly today. Well,
right.
Let's see. Sticking your hand in a brown paper bag without knowing what was inside.
Right.
Turns
I got a rock.
Like,
all right, next article.
You know, but wait. But the best, I think the best one was when, in terms of the brown paper bag
thing. Oh, God, what now?
The brown paper bag.
What? I'm very busy right now.
Don't you have to get...
Well,
what's
I'm sorry. It's not my fault that private...
Wasn't Pokemon very big in the 90s?
I apologize for that.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
MI5 just
okay.
called looking for you. Yes.
I'll take this.
Right.
Right. Excuse me for 1 second. No. No. I'm not in Bosnia. No. I'm no. Look. Can't Ford do it? He's wanking off. No. Not no. No. Just no, I'm not gonna be your. You're not asking me to be your booby trap again. No, we're not gonna do that again. No. No, we did it the last time. Remember it failed? The one with the no. You remember the cat the catwalk. The one. Anyway,
Redhead.
Sorry. Yeah, I need to go.
Redhead,
oh, God.
On.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. Excuse me.
Redhead,
excuse me.
I think it's
hold
time
on.
To actually go.
Yeah, bye. Yeah.
Redhead, come
what?
On.
No.
We kind of have to go on to the
yes.
other
subject. Move it on.
Redhead, come on.
Right. So.
All right.
Redhead,
on the Pokemon
on.
Go Halloween
come
event.
Come on, Redhead.
Yes.
Yes.
So,
switch.
So anyway, the Pokemon, right, Pokemon Go and
yeah.
Halloween. What in the world?
Why not? Why not?
I mean...
Very true, very true. Why not?
Yep.
It's definitely
well, you've got to catch
a change.
Ball.
I guess I guess what's the best way to catch them all on Halloween?
Candy.
When everybody's out.
Are people...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like...
I mean, there's a whole ghost-type Pokemon,
really?
So...
I mean, they're ghost-type Pokemon, yes,
I guess
but, like...
One way to get people.
Also, a lot of Psychic-class Pokemon.
Yes,
yeah,
Psychic,
oh, yeah.
too. Psychic and Ghost.
But I think... I've been into the Game Boy Pokemon, not the Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
I admit, I haven't played it yet.
I mean...
It's kind of pointless. I stopped playing it last week. Awkward silence.
Yeah, it's because we're making sure everyone could be heard.
Yeah.
Too.
Way to break the fourth wall. Anyway,
fourth row.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
And we haven't even been
fourth
on the show for an hour and, well, for half an hour, and the fourth wall has already been broken.
but
fourth
what
wall broken.
But
you know what?
What
it just makes me. This is why the show is called Satirically Challenged.
Yes. I guess it was properly named that.
Yeah.
I guess you can't really deny the name being really...
Pokemon Go has even said that they're trying to encourage players to get within a walking game update of the games recently that have a body system because that way...
Trying to
yeah.
make up for,
mm-hmm.
they're trying to make, well, good to say that. Trying to make
yes,
up for
did.
Falling popularity.
Well, we knew that it was going to be a fad and that it was going to die out. I mean, you can't really catch them all in one night. It doesn't happen. It's not like Christmas, you know, where there's...
You could... I'm sure that people have tried.
Yeah. And the one...
That's
tried. You know, I think the one person who tried, really, has got to be in the middle of the United States who has nothing. You know.
Right. Let's just say the Google Play Store, the game dropped to number 59 on charts.
Shit.
59th most popular game. So it went way down.
Of course. It's bound to go way down. But I think the best thing that you've got in your arsenal, I mean...
I'd say play it on your 3DS. You'll be entertained for hours.
Yeah, that's about right.
Pretty much.
Very true.
Right.
And you don't have to worry about issues with your having issues when it comes to having an actual gaining Pokeballs too.
You can just buy them in the game.
When on the true, and that's much better than going through it and having to deal with all the challenges that are associated with it. So it only means that there's going to be issues ahead too.
I mean, the issues ahead are really everything to do with how can it go, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, how long...
Yeah, you're right.
How long can it go?
Because the fag will only be here for only a certain point of time before it goes into a situation of being very bleak as well.
Well, yeah. I mean, it was meant to be a 90s game, you know.
Right. You're right.
I mean...
You're right.
I mean,
meant to be a 90s game, which is okay, understandable, but you can't expect people to just jump on a Pokemon craze when it may not exactly be able to?
Well, yeah,
able
to
gain,
that's the thing. That's the thing. But then, last in our series of stuff, we referred to, Black Hood earlier had to, he referred to clowns. The fact that he hates them. I hate clowns. I don't hate them as, I like to create them. I don't like when they scare me behind a tree. Now.
Right. Yes.
I mean, And one person has basically had a guide to defending clowns, right? As if you can actually defend a scary clown.
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
it's martial arts. Now, the clown is coming towards
right.
you. You can do the head thing, which is covering your head. The other
mm-hmm.
thing, which is run and hide. But then
right.
the FBI has had a long, long, long history at trying to catch clowns.
Right.
The U.S. apparently the it's had a long history.
Yeah.
It's had a long history of, in spite of its association with
fear, mm-hmm.
have historically been first and foremost in entertainment act in the circus, right? With theatrics and colorful makeup.
Right.
Nevertheless, the question remains, have they really provided much positivity?
Hmm.
I'm going to say yes. I mean, depending on the clown that... Okay, the clown that you are, right? The type of clown
mm-hmm.
that you are. A circus
right.
clown? Fine. A horror clown is different than a circus.
Right, yeah.
I mean, let's just make that distinction right off the bat. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I've hunted down horror clowns in my MI5 job, and I'm very much pleasure in doing it. I know where you hide. I know where you hide. I know exactly what you wear, what kind of makeup you wear, where you go shopping for it, and I might be that person at the counter letting you up. But you wouldn't know that because you're in clown makeup. But anyway, like,
right.
the thing is, we're being for real. For real. The thing is that, really, when you defend yourself against a clown, there are plenty of clowns. There's army of clowns, there's purge day clowns, there's this, and there's that. And the difference in clowns entire from
right.
clowns of... And then clowns like Charlie Chaplin, which you don't have to think about. Right? Those come out of... The white-faced clowns are not the ones that I'm scared about. You know? It's
which
the clowns that...
afraid about.
The clowns that are horror clowns. Clowns like It. The clowns that are like...
Oh.
You know...
Right.
And then...
Yes, It.
But then, clowns have also taken to social media as well.
Right.
You know, clowns can social media.
Yes.
Now,
right.
Do I make friends with the
which
clown?
Right. Which could be very scary, very eerie, as well.
Oh yeah, I mean.
Because you don't expect a clown to go. expect a clown to go, come into play and go. Yes, I'm going to look and do. Scare you? No, that's not good at all. That's not even worth thinking about. It's not even something you just go, oh yes, yes. No,
but
crap.
It is kind of funny if a clown is saying, "Show some images of clowns describing we will be invading Los Angeles, costing facility, Torrance, Crenshaw, Inglewood, Pasadena, Compton, Lake." Clowns in Compton. Now that's pretty funny.
Right. Yeah.
Clowns in Compton and Pasadena. pretty damn funny. And Lakewood and Palmdale, etc. Beware. Now, the Pasadena Police
it's
Department
like,
said they
but
are
now
aware
Halloween.
Of the you know.
And people are now going, yeah, we're not exactly... We're not.
Kind of funny.
We're taking this seriously.
It's kind of funny
mm-hmm.
how, you know, you have now have clown sightings, right? Yes, I saw
mm-hmm.
a clown sighting at a circus. I got this. I got that. You know, I saw a clown sighting at a bank.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a clown withdrawing money at the ATM. I saw a clown, you know, at a theater enjoying a play.
Right.
I had seen a clown right in back of me. I had seen a clown behind a tree. I had seen a clown. It eventually turns into a very, very funny Dr. Seuss poem. You know, one fish,
right.
one fish, two, three fish, blue fish, one clown, two clown, three clown, blue clown, you know.
What now?
Right.
What?
You know?
That would sound like something Dr. Seuss would say.
Right.
I mean...
One clown, two clown, blue clown, red clown, cold clown, blue clown.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the thing. It is that clown, blue clown, that kind of thing. But yet, they're harmless, or they used to be.
Right.
How do you
operate,
right? A sheriff talking about our boundary
mm-hmm.
22-year-old and two juveniles after a film high school lockdown in search of where students were threatened to Flomo
oh, wow.
the clown, according to media accounts. And then in Athens, Georgia, and you know, and then in Athens, Georgia, an 11-year-old was arrested for taking a knife to school on Friday because she was frightened by social media reports and other rumors that clowns were preparing to attack the children.
Hmm.
Now, I don't know
that's
what you think.
Right
what
at
do
all.
You see to that? I mean...
There's really nothing to say. It's scary. No, something that you
scary, but like
it's
stupid.
It's crazy.
It's stupid.
It is.
I mean,
it is stupid.
Put yourself against clowns.
Dumb.
The room.
I know it's crazy. It's like so you're going to protect yourself from clowns that. That you're trying to protect kids from. Okay, that makes things all well and good. Not so much. So, it's either you kind of have to take it into... You also have to look into it and go, okay, so you're serious. You're really serious about... This,
but you know,
how are you supposed to do this?
You can't be like, yes, I'm gonna creep up. Like, imagine a clown who goes, yes, I'm gonna creep up. I'm gonna scare the children, and I'm gonna be out. You know.
Yeah, that.
And then there's, but then there are things like clown courts on. That Dick Wolf has created an offshoot of Law and Order called Clown and Order. You know, the clowns are charged for crimes and misdemeanors. You know,
Clown, Law and Order Clown Investigative Unit.
Exactly.
Instead of the sound,
you know.
Instead of
I can picture
dun,
now.
You, like I can feel it. Like instead of dun dun, it's like all right.
Right.
You know,
right.
You know, sound horn like That was terrible.
Right.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
You know, instead of clowns, they're like, yes, it's scary, but come on, people. It's like,
yeah,
the Ghostbusters. What are you doing?
You know what we mean?
Right.
Instead of Ghostbusters,
what?
Clownbusters.
Oh, Clownbusters. That would be great.
What are you going to call?
Mm-hmm.
Clownbusters.
Right. But then, it just gives a lot to be desired, you know. How are people who are actually true clowns going to other people, you know?
Actually make money. Or actually make money, too. There's that as well.
Yeah. Are you supposed to tell a professional clown, go find a different career because you're scaring children? Or to have definitions of I'm a true clown, I'm a horror clown? Or, you know,
right,
which clowns to stay away from? You know, that kind of thing.
Right.
I mean, in all honesty.
I don't think the horror clown would actually be there. Just saying. Because of what they actually do. It's a bit much.
I mean,
at that point,
it used to be a joke. I mean, is anything but
again, it's, yeah.
It used to be a joke. It used to be a very funny joke. But now it's plain.
Right.
It's grown vegetables. You know? It's really bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I agree.
Really bad. You know? I don't know when we can go
I
back.
I agree. Right.
I mean, we could. I don't know when we can go back to actually seeing really demented. You know, is really it's gonna kill?
I agree. I know. But it's almost like, what are we supposed to expect? And what about the circuses too? That have clowns. Have people.
I mean, there are things
having
like Cirque du Soleil, which is fantastic, but. You know, it's a high price for a ticket. But then there's, like, the Big Apple Circus, which is really, really cool. It's cool. It's not scary. Like, they're trying not, like, circuses scare people, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Not just, you're just not clown scared. But when I didn't want to shoot the clown.
Right.
You know what I mean? I didn't want to bring my silencer
right.
to the
specific. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For your entertainment, I didn't want to shoot you.
Right.
But.
No.
But anything else? Yeah. You know. They have a purge. I mean, anything else? Now they have clowns.
Right.
You know, while killer clown sightings were indicating that they're targeting kids, well, if you're targeting an old windbag, that's not cool. You know. Getting
yeah, that's not.
What? Grandmas are gonna do a silent candy? You know? Are you gonna sneak up? I have candy. I'm a clown. You should trust me. No.
No, not really.
Not really.
It's almost like, so trust me. No, you just know.
It's not in that.
I'm good.
Not in that. But
right.
I can tell you this. I know what I'm going to be doing for Halloween. What are you going to be doing for Halloween? What is everybody around this table going to be doing for Halloween? What?
I don't know. Red Hood. I honestly don't know. Relaxing.
I'm watching
is,
scary
we don't have
movies.
A show Monday, but we'll see.
I'm definitely going to
be
scary movies.
I'm just looking. That's good.
I'm definitely going to watch movies.
That's good.
I'm definitely going to be doing other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But what are you?
I don't know. We said we don't know. Red Hood.
Me?
What?
Anything? What's Halloween?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't know.
So, I'm looking forward to just relaxing and actually taking time.
Relaxing. I think that's the
chilling
best
out.
We had all night. It's relaxing.
Yes.
Just chilling.
I've got to say, I'll possibly be getting out Caddy. Wait. All relaxed. We'll have to see. I think that.
Redhead, are you there? Because you're breaking up.
Hey, I thought it was.
So.
I thought it was just me.
Sad. No, it's not just you.
It's fine.
So I guess on that note, we'll bid you good night.
See you in November.
Redhead, we'll have to figure out what. Yeah.
We'll fix those audio problems.
Bye. Yes. Bye.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to Geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your move.